This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day from Day Weather is on the line now to take a look at the forecast. Don, farmers would like to get in the field, but rains have continued to fall on and off. What do you see coming up next?
Well, there's a little bit of an opportunity, especially for the central and eastern Corn Belt. And we've got a couple of systems that may produce a few showers and thunderstorms, but we don't expect anything soaking coming in. Now, there will be bigger rains, heavier rains across portions of Iowa, southern Minnesota, portions of Nebraska. But all of that makes a track that'll be more to the north this week. So I think there's some opportunity for the next 3 days. There is a frontal boundary that will be pushing through on Friday, Thursday night into Friday, that will produce a bit more in the way of shower and thunderstorm activity. But that's going to be a quick mover. I think the storyline is going to be a very typical late half of April weather pattern for most of the United States. Frequent systems coming through about every 2 or 3 days, but really no particular pattern setting up shop in one area for too long.
Yeah, so a half to three quarters of an inch or something like that would be my guess. Moving quickly in coverage, 60 to 70%, so you may be hit or miss?
Yeah, well, I think at least here early on, here over the next 48 hours, it'll be more hit and miss, probably more miss than hit. With that frontal system late Thursday into Friday, that coverage gets a bit better.
All right, and then if you look further into next week, do we open up again?
We do. I mean, it's going to be a cyclical pattern of up and down, dry periods followed by these systems coming on through. There's plenty that we see coming during the last half of April moving across the United States to give frequent periods of precipitation, but also in between those periods, some weather to give you those opportunities to get out there. So it's one of these double-edged swords where we continue to get some beneficial spring precipitation, but don't want too much to where you can't get out and work. We're kind of walking a fine line there, but I do think it'll be overall still manageable to get some field days in there. You just got to time your work in between these systems.
Now, I haven't asked you about the southeastern United States for quite some time. We're pretty up to speed on what's happened in the Great Plains and the Southwest and the rebound there from pretty dry conditions into decent conditions for the hard red winter wheat. From the southeast, they were having some drought problems at one point this past winter. Have they been alleviated or not?
You know, they had a period of time briefly this winter where they did see some beneficial rains and they did see some of the drought conditions ease. I do see some precipitation going into the southeast states over the next couple of weeks, but that area of the nation, I think, is an area that we need to watch heading into summer. They're starting off with poor soil moisture in many areas, and there are some signals in our long-range trends that could be a dry area and a warm area this summer. If you go into summer with lower than normal soil moisture, that really increases your odds of a hot, dry summer as that precipitation cycle breaks down a little bit by a dry ground. So that is an area of concern. If I were to talk about any of the lower 48 states, where's the biggest concern for a hot, dry summer? It would be in the southeast.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.